Sung Yoon Lee, a Korean studies professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University, talked with VOA's Colin Lovett about the trilateral meeting between the U.S., South Korea, and Japan. He says the meeting between the three allies is significant.
Well, if for no other reason, because there has been no formal sit-down, no formal meeting between the leader of South Korea and Japan since May 2012. And South Korea and Japan have many historical issues between the two countries, of course, Korea having been Japan's colony for much of the first half of the 20th century. At the same time, they are two of the three democracies in Northeast Asia. The two countries are virtual or quasi-allies by virtue of their participation in the U.S.-led alliance structure in the region. The two countries have common interests, they share common values, but they have not been talking to each other.
How does that affect the policy that the U.S. is trying to craft, especially in relation to North Korea and also China?
Well, the United States has found itself once again in the role of trying to be an intermediary between its two allies in Northeast Asia. And this is not a new role for the United States. It's somewhat frustrating for the U.S. It goes back, this kind of role-playing by the U.S., it goes back to the Korean War. The exigencies of the war in 1950 created the need for the United States to bring Japan and South Korea together. And those meetings between Japan and South Korea in the 50s were not very productive, with each side hurling insults at each other. So the U.S. sees, of course, its strategic interests in the region and throughout the Asia-Pacific in terms of, as you mentioned, the long-term strategic competition with China and the near-term as well as long-term threat posed by North Korea with its weapons development and tests and periodic attacks against South Korea and U.S. installations in South Korea. Therefore, the U.S. really wants its two allies to cooperate, to be on board, and not to be bogged down in history, look to the present and the future. And the U.S. has not been successful in that aspect.
Sun Yoon Lee, the Korean studies professor at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University, speaking with VOA's Colin Lovett.